From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Kerry O'Connor, P.J. O'Rourke, and Charlie Pierce. And here again is your host at the Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much, everybody. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is John Weinstein calling.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm great.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ellicott City, Maryland.
Now, where's Ellicott City?
Well, it's just south of Baltimore, about 15 miles or so.
Okay. What do you do there?
I own a consulting firm. Helps government organizations do their job better.
Really?
Yeah. Is there a lack of background?
John!
How's that working out for you?
Yeah, really. The nation thanks you.
It is an endless job, that's for sure.
In your spare time, do you roll huge boulders up endless cliffs? Well, welcome to the show, John. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is John's topic?
Hey, that's not fair.
Whether it's not being allowed to stay up late or CBS firing you from your sitcom after a drug-addled rampage, we've all experienced life's little indignities. This week, we read about someone who decided to do something about it. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of people not getting what they think they deserve and making us think about it. Choose the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I'm ready to go. That sounds great.
Here first is Charlie Pierce.
The Door County District Court in Wisconsin this week took up the case of Walter Cassavetes, who was suing the County Conservation Authority and Pete's Bait and Tackle for what the complaint calls, quote, piscatorial alienation. Cassavetes contends that the county had advertised that it had stocked Lake Crystal with 500 largemouth bass, and that Pete's promised him an afternoon of bass fishing, but all he caught were 8 miserable carp. Look, we promised him fishing, and he fished, said Pete Kosninski, the proprietor of the bait shop. He had a really good day. That's a bald-faced lie, said Cassavetes. If I wanted carp, I'd have fished for carp. I wanted bass because they promised bass. Cassavetes is suing for the price of gas, the cost of the tackle, and $50 damages for alienating his affection for his favorite sport. The defense points out that he should have known what was in store for him by noting the name of the boat he had hired, Carpe Diem.
A fisherman in Wisconsin goes to court to demand recompense for a bad day in the lake. Next, let's hear a story of righteous indignation from Kerry O'Connor.
Some people have really hard jobs. They might work at failed Japanese nuclear plants or save children in Haiti. Or they might have to visit New Jersey. Thomas Horodecki, who works in fashion for Eli Tahari at Saks Fifth Avenue, is suing because he's anguished and depressed by having to leave the gilded streets of Manhattan to take the slow, grim, smoggy drive to visit stores in New Jersey. Now, Mr. Horodecki has a point. In New Jersey, he may have seen dresses in sizes larger than 0 or 2. He may have seen clothing in colors other than black and charcoal. He may have, oh, the humanity, seen women ingest solid food. He may even have seen women who liked themselves and were happy. You understand, Horodecki is suing for $2 million.
A man suing his employer being forced to visit New Jersey. Your last story of someone complaining comes from P.J. O'Rourke.
Semi-disgraced New York Congressman Charlie Rangel is holding up a FEMA appropriations bill because it doesn't provide disaster funding to combat bedbug infestation. You have to understand, said Congressman Rangel, this is a disaster for New York. It's a disaster for the tourism industry. It's a disaster for the housing industry. And it's a personal disaster for me and some of the rental properties' revenues from which I mistakenly failed to declare to the IRS. And, said Rangel, if you know New York politicians like I know New York politicians, you'd know that bugging their bedrooms will destroy New York.
All right, then. Let me review your choices. One of these was an example of unfairness complained about in the week's news. Was it from Charlie Pierce, a fisherman up in Door County, Wisconsin, complaining he was promised bass but didn't get his bass? From Kerry O'Connor, a man suing his New York employer for forcing him time after time after time to visit drab New Jersey? Or from P.J. O'Rourke, Congressman Charlie Rangel, upset that FEMA won't treat the bed bugs in his rental properties as a federal disaster. Which of these is the complaint made in the week's news?
Oh, gosh. Well, they're all pretty good and pretty believable. But it does sound kind of like Charlie Rangel to go after FEMA for bed bugs. I'm going to give that a shot.
You're going to give that a shot? You're going to go for PJ's story in which Congressman Charlie Rangel is upset that his own properties are not a federal disaster area.
Yes.
All right. Well, we actually spoke to someone intimately involved in the real story.
When you're a New York guy and, you know, you're in the fashion capital of the world, you're working at Saks Fifth Avenue, when it comes down to it, it's Jersey. I mean, they ski in their jeans.
That was Michael J. Borelli. He's the lawyer for the fellow suing over his unfashionable commutes to New Jersey. Unfortunately, as you have no doubt figured out, it was Kiri who was telling the truth this time. You did not win. You earned a point, though, for PJ for his remarkably truthful-sounding story about Charles Rangel. I wouldn't put it by him. I'll agree with you there. Yeah. Thank you so much for playing, John.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.